Evening, everyone, and welcome to the continuation of our work following the election and preceding the inauguration. Big issues are at stake, and it's more than the United States, I'm sure we all realize, because even though the country has, I would say, in a way, fallen under the mismanagement and lack of leadership and selfishness of the present administration, it still is a country towards which people look, and as DK says, the battle for the will of the people, for democracy, is going to be fought out in the United States. This is a moment of waiting. What is at stake? I think it's chapter 7 in The Problems of Humanity, the very last chapter, I think. Well, it's one of those chapters. It has to do with the psychological rehabilitation of the nations. Now, we're in a different phase altogether. It's not the result of a shooting war, which tore apart the fabric, psychological fabric, of so many people. But still there is danger that the psyche is becoming susceptible to glamour and illusion in a new and forceful way, with the same kind of forces behind this infestation of the psyche. Glamour is rife. Illusion is present. People are thinking in camomanassic ways. They cannot separate the thoughtful mind from their emotions. This makes them the dangerous prey of demagogues who really fundamentally believe not in democracy, but in their own dictatorial powers. And that's why we continue to work as we do. Now, we just had the, I think, a very beautiful Advent service the last couple of hours or so. So today's work, I think, will be shorter. There are important decisions being made right now about whether conspiracy theories will be advanced to the front through the hiring of a lawyer as a special kind of investigator of these matters. It would be disastrous. And as I say, the ear of the present administration also has the possibility that there would be a martial law to redo the election in the swing states and overthrow. It's very unlikely, let's say, but even the fact that it's being entertained shows how far the present leadership, if you can call it that, has wandered away from the democratic ideals which were the foundation of this country. So we have to clear up this astral mess. And it's astral mental, it's camomanassic, and we can do it with our own clear thinking, and increasingly as the new group of world servers becomes more powerful, as it will be in the advancing years, representing the spiritual hierarchy of our planet and not representing selfish interests which see the gap between the rich and the poor getting wider and wider, and so many people in terribly oppressed and really inadmissible circumstances. We have a lot of work to do. I think that's all I'll say for the moment in an introductory manner. I mean, we've been on for a long time, and tomorrow there are four programs. Now, I have put them in the chat box. I put the links in the chat box. There's only one link missing, and we'll try to get that to you if we, you know, as soon as possible.
Michael, I cannot see the links. Did you send to yourself?
You cannot see the links. Okay, it's chat. Well, there they are. Just go up in the chat, up in the chat, and you'll see a bunch of links. Okay?
I don't see any.
Okay.
Do you people see these? Do you have links on your chats? I don't have.
Okay, then let me, for some reason, I mean, I know I didn't just send to myself, okay? So,
But if you sent that privately to somebody.
No.
And you remember to send, no links, yeah.
Well, you know, and I will deal with it. I don't know if Anne is here or not, but if she can.
Ah, Anne says that they were in the intro before you opened the room. Okay, you might be sent, you sent them to the waiting room.
Yes, and I also sent some of them to the regular room. So let's just see if you get anything here. And I hope you do. Hold on. Just now, it should have come in to everyone. Is it in the chat box?
Yes,
okay. All right, well, if you're a member of the Moria Federation, or a faculty member, or an administrative member, or you really, now this is, you know, if you really think that you might want to join our academic and meditative program, then you are welcome to come to the early morning meditation in which I review the work of the new esoteric schools. Following that will be our service, I believe our winter solstice, well, it's not winter solstice, let's call it Capricorn solstice, because it's not winter in the south, okay? Then that will come. Now, the link I'm missing right now is the link for a lengthy discussion, apparently, which begins when? Let's see.
Yeah, it is 3 p.m. GMT.
3 p.m. GMT, yeah. That's the link I'm missing. And then later, there is
If Anne is in this group, mm-hmm. No, she's not.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I'll try to write her and very quickly and see if she can help us with that other link. We're in transition now. One of our administrative people who's been doing a great job, but he really wants to write his book, and we're in transition and trying to reassign some role.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, Anne is here, and she sent the link for everybody. Thank you, Anne.
Oh, great. Okay, Anne is here. Okay, excellent. And I hope, and Anne, please check the links that I have sent and correct them if they are incorrect. I'm not trusting myself right now, you know, so we're in this transition period. Anyway, so tomorrow is a lot that we're going to be offering. And you can have quite a busy day if you want to join us, and you can join us for discussions, meditations, and the solstice, and our yearly Moria Federation meditation, if you feel that Moria Federation might be something you really want to get yourself involved with. It's very serious academic esoteric study and meditation, and of course, service goes with it. All right, so let's see if there's anything else.
Yeah, we can mention now that we are in this sacred time of the solstice, and then we are also having tomorrow this Jupiter-Saturn conjunction, which is very important.
And that will be part of one of these links, won't it?
Yeah, it is in that where when we have the discussion. So we will talk about this conjunction, of course, and we talk about the solstice, Capricorn, birth of the Sun King, all these essential things. And then we have also the meditation, which is particularly targeted for this conjunction.
Right,
it happens
right.
every 20 years around.
Yes, so but not so close, not so close. That's the whole point, isn't it? Like, you know, a really, really close conjunction. So it looks like a star. Matter of fact, I looked it up, you know, 7 BC and Saturn and Jupiter were both in Pisces, just like Kepler says. So, you know, they every 20 years they happen, but not so close as to create the star phenomenon. Okay,
do you
well
know
then,
how often that star is appear?
800 years, 400 years in between, something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I went back and checked it. It takes place on December the 5th, 7 BC. So obviously the Christ, Jesus was born in Capricorn. That's pretty clear. Even when you look at the Shroud of Turin, you see that, you know, he was born in Capricorn, but already the star was being formed in Sagittarius. And I don't know exactly when the three kings undertook their journey, but they had the indication, because they were all astrologers, they knew what it was leading to. So maybe they, and even at the time of Capricorn, which was 2 weeks later, it would have been very brilliant. Okay.
Yes, and there will be also the USA vigil tomorrow.
Yes.
At
yes, and
8
I,
p.m.
I think I put that in. So we'll be a real TV station tomorrow, I'm afraid. And if you can join us however you may wish, we'd love to have your participation. Okay. So I'm finished to you.
Okay. Walter has sent, this animation shows what the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction looks like through the telescope. Aha. Uh-huh.
Okay,
so
you have Walter there? Something, uh-huh.
Yeah,
Walter has done that.
So maybe we will take Walter this tomorrow into this discussion section and have it. And please, Walter, come there and
make sure our astronomy is correct. Yeah, okay. That'd be wonderful. Okay. Right, I'm just going to back off now, and I think you know, we won't maybe have quite as long a program tonight. There'll be plenty of time to discuss many things tomorrow.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, okay. Things are happening, plotting and planning is going on, but okay, you know, we'll stay vigilant. That's what vigils are all about. Okay, I'm signing off here.
And we can go into our meditation. And we can close our videos. And thank you again for everybody that you have come together to hold this group intention to do what we can do on this side of the veil. So we center ourselves and catch up from the yesterday's work where we were ending. And we have very strong alignment horizontally. and also vertically. Tike says, it is my task to mobilize the new group of world servers and the men and women of goodwill so that they may stand as a great army of implacable spiritual will. Behind the participants in these conferences and councils, enabling them to think with clarity about the issues involved, and thus through this clear thinking, after telepathically, the minds of men. This involves the use of a power seldom employed as yet on the side of the righteous endeavor, though already widely used by the materialistic leaders of the forces of evil. It is so easy to drift into the same habits of speech and thought which we find around us, and to discover ourselves participating in attack and the spirit of hate. Guard yourselves strenuously against this, and say nothing which could inflame hate and suspicion in connection with any race, any person, any group, or any leaders or group and nations. You will have to guard yourselves with care, so that even in defense of that which you may personally or nationally approve, you do not find yourselves full of hate and breaking the law of love, the only law which can truly save the world. Perhaps the key to your success along this line will be the silence of a loving heart. So let us find this silence of a loving heart. And let us stand as a great army of implacable spiritual will. Will to love. Endeavor consciously to align and link with the soul, mind and brain, so that there is a direct and free inflow from the higher self to the lower. Align with your solar angel, and with the solar angel of United States, visualize this vast angelic cooperation. And see how your soul is now linked with the mystery and with the Dharma of this great directing entity. Align with the Dharma of the soul of United States. I light the way. We align with this great history, with those great disciples who were sent by hierarchy and who have been behind of establishing the United States. We link with the Christ and his mission to bring heaven to earth. And which should be also the intention in this country, to support the Christ. Let us say together, we have gathered in your name, Lord Maitreya, be with us. Welcome his living presence. Now we are going to work with the protection for yourself and for the group, and especially today we emphasize in this that we do this very carefully, because we will have a little bit new steps in the meditation. So let us perform the cross of divinity by touching forehead, heart, left eye, right eye, while we are saying these affirmations. Forehead. As a soul, I work in light. And heart. Darkness cannot touch me. Left eye, I take my stand within the light. Right eye, I work and from that point I never move. Visualize this cross of light of divinity before you and before every single brother and sister. while we are standing on the sacred circle of brothers and sisters. Around the governmental triangle. We perform Dhyani Mudra, which is the mudra of meditation, mudra of will. And in that, we hold the worlds, the life of personality and the life of soul in perfect balance. Let us align with the Master R, the Regent of United States, the Lord of Civilization. We are aware that the new civilization, some part is worked in United States. And we align with him also to get these impulses. We try to be very sensitive. This is also the time of the year when the angels are very active and the messages are sent forth. Like Archangel Gabriel came and told to humanity of the birth of the Sun King, the Christ. And tomorrow is the day, like official day, when it is the solstice moment. So DKT tells us occult attacks and occult powers warring militantly against the aspirant will occur. They may make their power felt in one or other of the vehicles, and rare cases where the aspirants are important enough on all at once. Sometimes they will attack directed against the individual worker, sometimes against group of workers. And the aspirant can be country. So we are preparing our work, trying to give our help, because there is obviously these attacks going on. So first we make clear that we have the physical body relaxed. And astral body quiet. And our minds steady. Oh. this work which we are doing is what TK is advising when the need is dire. Today we are going to go through the vehicles and concentrating upon the astral vehicle particularly, because United States has strong sixth ray in its personality. And we all know what has been going on. So now let us create the triangle between the group personality with our unified souls and with the Master R, seeing him being as the apex of the triangle. We call down a stream of pure white light. And it is pouring through the lower vehicles of the group and cleansing away all that hinders. So now the group, let us visualize the mental plane the pure white light purifying, astral plane. Physical plane. And now we are going to work with the governmental triangle, and now the way that when we are visualizing these planes, we will focus today particularly to the astral plane, and it reflects the whole country. So visualize first that it is reaching the governmental triangle and then the whole country. So we have a 1 minute silence for two of the planes, mental plane and physical plane, and 3 minute silence for the astral plane. And particularly we are focusing upon the clamors. Pure white light pouring now via the group into the governmental triangle, purifying the mental plane. Reflecting now the whole country, and we keep 1 minute silence. We focus upon the astral plane and pure white light pouring in and cleansing everything what hinders. One minute silence. 3 minutes silence, I'm sorry. And now physical etheric plane, pure white light pouring into the governmental triangle and then to whole country. 1 minute silence. And we see everything cleansed, everything in pure white light. Let us now link ourselves up as one with the Lords or Masters, with the Brotherhood for which we are working. We find the quiet place, the perfect stillness has been achieved. Visualize now those masters of whom you know. Raise your vibration higher still. And we connect up, if possible, with the Johans. With the Manu, according to the line of politics with which we are now working and along which the attack may come. We call violet light, which is now pouring through this linking chain and through all the vehicles. Stream of violet light. This method is only for use when the need is dire and the necessity great. See the group, the beautiful violet light with full of light pouring through all the vehicles, mental plane. Oh. Astral plane. Fuses etherical. Oh. And now through the group. Into the triangle of governmental and through that the whole country. And the same way we have now, 1 minute for mental and etheric physical, and then 3 minutes for astral. Calling forth the transformational violet light, which is bringing the new pattern, organizing all what is old and against the good law. And mental plane, 1 minute silence. Astral plane, 3 minutes silence. A physical, etheric plane, 1 minute silence. And visualize the whole country is now transformed with the light of violet. all wrong patterns. Everything which is bringing us away from the soul has been now transformed under the line of the soul of the country. I light the way. This work creates a vacuum, which results when the work is correctly and carefully done by a group of people rightly intermingled. A vacuum is created that corresponds somewhat to the vacuum that should exist between the ego and the personality, but this time between a group and those on the inner side. We are aware of these helping forces. And now we call upon the beautiful golden light from the Buddha, which is now filling everything, filling the aura of the group. All the vehicles, pouring into the covenantal triangle and all those places, White House, Capitol, Supreme Court, everything has been purified, transformed, and now repatterned with the soul, the plan of the soul. And see the golden light pouring in into these three points of the triangle. And then the whole country, the aura of United States is now golden, shining golden. We now invoke the angelic help, the angels of protection, the forces of light of Archangel Michael and his saving force to create a wall of protective energies to keep all illegal actions in leash under the will of God. Let us visualize the Christ standing above the triangle, who is also protected by the Archangel Michael. We call now the soul ray of the United States the second ray. The ray of love, wisdom, and see how this ray, the indigo blue, is descending through the Christ now into the triangle, covenantal triangle. Coloring the triangle indigo blue light. All the workers in White House, in Capitol, in Supreme Court are now influenced by this, the soul ray, and we visualize this, that everything what is happening is under this influence, the purpose of the country, the spiritual purpose of the country. And all the negative forces are now diminished, gone. An indigo blue is now pouring into the whole country. The aura of the country is now colored by this indigo blue. And all the negative forces are now sealed behind the door. And we have 1 minute silence. There are no limitations when true esoteric work is undertaken. To this end, DK says, I seek to emphasize renewed application to meditation and a constant steady use of the invocation, particularly the one which begins by invoking the Lords of Liberation. And let us say the great invocation number 2, and Michael will lead us.
Let the Lords of Liberation issue forth. Let them bring succor to the sons of men. Let the rider from the secret place come forth, and coming save. Come forth, O Mighty One. Let the souls of men awaken to the light, and may they stand with massed intent. Let the fiat of the Lord go forth. The end of woe has come. Come forth, O Mighty One. The hour of service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad, O Mighty One. Let light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. The will to save is here. The love to carry forth the work is widely spread abroad. The active aid of all who know the truth is also here. Come forth, O Mighty One, and blend these three. Construct a great defending wall. The rule of evil now must end.
In deep alignment with the inner work of protection, let us perform in our creative imagination a wheel of fire with 7 spokes. See yourself and the inner working group standing in the center at the hub of the wheel. Which radiates with the living, all-consuming substance of love. From the sacred heart of the Christ. See yourself and the group as if we were that hub. From that central position, we send out 7 streams of living fire, radiating upon the triangle in all rainbow colors. White House, Capitol, Supreme Court, being now protected by this living wheel of fire with its 7 streams of love. The wheel is spinning the protective energies even further throughout the whole country. Protecting every single state. and the clarion is heard. We will stand for the good law. We are demanding the good law to be followed in every state. We bring illumination through the evocation of the will. We bring imagination through the evocation of love. We bring inspiration through the evocation of the intelligence. And we state to the end of this meditation, may thy will be done, not ours. And we can release then our mudra, but we will continue of standing together on guard, vigilant. May the blessings of the Christ and of the hierarchy rest upon all true servers, and may they stand tranquil and peacefully in the midst of strife and crises. Dearest friends, thank you, lots of love, and we come back soon.
is like.